Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I'm welcoming you to begin this show because this show is about you. Those of you that you're making great money, maybe you're making somewhat great money, you know, but you're making money, but you want more time. You want more control. You want more freedom. You want to be able to be the master and commander of your life, not everybody else. You want to be in control of your time, your money, and your life so you can enjoy the freedom, the prosperity, and lifestyle that you deserve. And you can work because you want to, not because you have to. And that's what this show is about. And I appreciate you guys sharing this. I love that it's growing, and you guys are a big part of that. So thank you for sharing it, and please keep doing so because the ripple effect we're trying to create here is massive, and we really want to make big difference in people's lives. So thank you so much for being a part of our journey and being part of my journey in my life too. Today, I want to talk about whether or not you should know somebody should be a part of your team. Now, when I talk about a team, I mean whether it could be somebody you're hiring. Like if you're a business owner, you're trying to hire somebody into your business. You know, obviously this is very important there, and this is where I first learned a lot of these things. But this is also applied to me even when I'm looking to hire people on the outside. You know, it might be people I hire as a coach. It might be people I'm looking to hire as a CPA or someone to hire in any role of my life, especially something that's really intimate and true. So it could be part of my business, could be dealing with my money. But really, how do you know someone should be a part of your team? And I'll tell you, the bigger you get, the better your team needs to become. Your team needs to grow. Actually, really, your team needs to make sure they're growing before you do sometimes. You know, obviously, as you grow, you get a better and better team. You know, I think of like the attorney I use. I love the fact that, yeah, he's busy, but I love the fact that this guy has done massive deals for billionaires, for professional athletes and actors and you name it. But, I mean, really, he's done some great work with a lot of people. Now, I'll tell you, I would not be where I am today if I had some sort of Mickey Mouse sort of attorney. You know, like I'm not saying that all attorneys are that way, but majority of attorneys, I mean, they're just trying to gain experience too. And they have a fit for certain people. And so I want to talk about that. There's really three C's that I look for when it comes to how do I know somebody should be a part of my team. And these are the three C's that I'd recommend you consider as well. One, are they competent? Two, what's their character like? And then three, culture. So it's competence, character, and culture. So let's start with competence because I'm already flirting with that, right? I'd like to think of this, and this goes great for you because some of you, you know, even when I came out with guns ablaze and saying, hey, you should have a great team member, you know, maybe for some of you guys that are in business or even if you're working as an employee, you might say, hey, well, that's me. Like, I'm the cat's meow, right, for whoever actually uses that phrase anymore. Or you might even say, man, I don't know if I'm that great. Well, here's something to consider, and this is something that I've thought as well, is that everybody has a fit for everyone. There's always a fit for somebody, for you, you know, whether it's you or whatever it might be. There's always a fit. You know, for example, you know, let's take business coaches. You know, business coaches can range in expertise anywhere from A to Z. Let's just use that range, right? Or A to Z for our Canadians up north. And so when you're looking from A to Z, right, you might say, hey, I'm just somebody who just gets them going from the get-go. How do they even know what business to do? You know, maybe they don't even have a business. You might be in the A or B level, right? There might be other people that have been in business for a little bit. They already have their business, but they're just trying to get things launched. You might be C through G. And then you got the people from H on up that are helping those people that have been established and maybe you try to take it to the next level, whatever that level is, all the way up to Z. And the good news is that you can obviously be that person, wherever that might be. If you're that business coach, you might say, hey, I'm focusing on just the A's and the B's. That's it. You don't have to impress. You don't have to worry about having this massive amount of competence. You just need to be competent enough to at least guide those people. You know, you might be personally at that C level, but you're coaching people A and B. And by the way, I kind of recommend that. Now, it doesn't always have to be the case. Sometimes you get people that are really good at seeing things, and they might be at a level that they may never have attained the level of the people that they coach, right? I mean, there's been many times in my career where I've coached people that have been better off financially than myself. But that didn't diminish any of the fact that I was able to get them to a great, you know, to be able to see great results with what I do and my expertise. You know, same thing with someone who, you know, like Tiger Woods with his golf coach, or Michael Jordan. You know, obviously he had coaches that didn't even, that really couldn't even compare to him as a basketball player, but they still could see things. So I get that. I get all that, of course. But when you are looking for somebody to be a part of your team, you want to make sure they're going to get you to where you want to go, not to where you've already been. You know, the worst thing you should do is you should never be the person teaching people how to do their job. You know, I tell this to people, a lot of my clients all the time when we're talking about their CPA, because sometimes they'll get really married to their accountant or their CPA, right? And I'll say, you know, that's great, but are they going to get you to the level where you're going? And a lot of them, once they get into a little bit, they'll start doing some investing stuff. Most accountants already are lost. You know, they already don't know how to really address it or do it properly. And so they have to look for somebody new. And that's great. That's awesome. You know, it's okay if they work for a time, but it's also okay to let them go and move and upgrade your team. Your team needs to upgrade as you do, right? And so we want to have that kind of competence. Do they actually know what they're doing? And on top of that, you know, do they actually, are they achieving the kind of results you want? I mean, that's the thing that at the end of 2005, when my friend asked me, he said, "Chris, how many of your clients are financially free?" I'm like, "Well, none." He's like, but Chris, okay, if anybody's got to figure it out, it should be you guys as financial advisors. How many of you financial advisors are financially free?" And when I realized that none of us were either, that's when I thought, oh, there is a problem. And he said it too. He's like, "That's a problem." He's like, "You should be able to do it first. If this stuff isn't working for you, why would it work for your clients?" And so that's what I did. I quit being a financial advisor for a matter of months. Unfortunately, people still kept coming to me asking questions, but the good news is that, you know, there was things that I learned that allowed me to gather rat race, and then I was able to teach it in turn. And that's the thing. Now, if somebody says, "Hey, Chris, I really want to become a pro at be able to master accounting software," I'm not your guy. You know, I've talked about QuickBooks and doing basic stuff with that or Mint, but I'm a very simple guy. That's not the kind of thing I do, right? You know, if somebody says, "Hey, Chris, like, I really want to get into some health insurance stuff." You know, okay, cool. I got a guy on my team that is competent and is great. He's competent, he has great character, and he fits my culture. I'll refer you to him. In fact, I just did that today with somebody. So there's those kind of things, right? Like, you got to make sure that they can do the job you want. Now, if somebody says, "Chris, I like what I do. I love my business, right? I actually like my work. But I'd like to not have to do it so much. I'd like to be able to back off the amount of hours I work. Or I'd love to be able to get to the point where I work because I want to, not because I have to, because I've got enough streams of income and other things coming in. My cash flow is under control with taxes and everything else and debts and things like that I'm able to be free." Okay, well, now we should be talking, because that's the kind of thing I do, right? So everybody has their thing, and there's things that aren't theirs, you know. That's why when some people talk to me, sometimes I refer them on. I'm like, "No, that's not what I do. It's not what I love to do." So that's competence. So the second C is character. Character is so vital. This is where things like integrity come into play, right? You know, honesty and those kind of things. You know, and I'm not saying that people aren't infallible, right? I'm not saying that people are perfect, because we all know that we all mess up to some degree. But you know that there's those people out there that try to do what's best. They try to do what's right. Even if they're not perfect, they try to do everything they can to make it right. Even if they make a mistake, they own it and they're willing to take it. That's the kind of character I look for. You know, I mentioned accountants earlier. Like, I'm looking for character too. Like, I listen for keywords. If I hear people that are investors that say, "Hey, well, you know, high risk creates high return," I already know that person is not for me or my clients, right? Because I know that high risk does not create high returns, you know. So they kind of violate that. But there's also the character too. Are they money hungry wolves? You know, I've had business relationships where I felt there wasn't a match after a time. And it's hard because sometimes the people that I don't match with are the very people that could boom money ripples to be something that becomes a very popular, you know, a very popular name, right? Like beyond, way beyond me, and create an amazing legacy. And every time I get involved, especially these people, if they tend to be very money driven. I'm not saying I don't like money, because you guys know, if you've listened to the show enough, I like money. I talk about it all the time. But when money becomes the object, or becomes the end, not the means to the end, but becomes the end for the people, and they become so driven by the dollar that they kind of overlook things, or sometimes their character comes into question, those are not the kind of people I like. You know, those are not the kind of people I go for. If they're getting bitten by the greed bug, and you know, I had somebody that kept, you know, pushing and pushing. Like I said, here's I'm drawing the line. Here's what I'm willing to pay for your referrals, and they kept pushing for more and more, but doing less work for it. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, you know. And it got to a point. It's like, nope, this can't work, you know. And so they got to make sure that the character matches up, you know. Not saying these people were this person was a bad person, but it obviously the character didn't jive with me. Right. Everybody has their own people. It's funny because I see people sometimes where they kind of attract each other. You know, in fact, I remember, you know, I had a guy that I referred to another business person, and you know what? They jive so well together. It was kind of weird, right? In fact, they jive better together than I did with them. You know, and so and sometimes they attract each other. And I'll tell you, like, by their fruits you shall know them. You know, and there's people you need to watch out for. And there's people I call, you know, they're kind of like the money wolves. You know, they're out there in sheep's clothing trying to bait you. And you got to be careful of that. In fact, I should probably do a whole show on just money, bewaring of money wolves. So that kind of thing. Let me give you one more example about character. You know, I remember there was a guy that came to me about his life insurance policy. You know, because yeah, as you guys know, I deal with the life insurance piece too. And especially creating that banking system where you can get max cash right away. And so this guy came to me. He's like, hey, like, you know, I trust you. I had this guy. I think he's a friend of yours. Like, you know, I had this guy, you know, run some numbers. Did he do a good job? And so I looked it over and I said, you know, actually, he did a pretty decent job. You know, and I knew that guy's work. And so, yeah, he did a decent job. But you know what? He missed this and this. Here's how I would run it. And so I ran something, and it actually saved him a couple grand a year to do it that way. I was like, do it like this instead. And it totally ticked off that life insurance agent. He's like, hey, dude, you're jacking up my commissions. I'm like, and that's why I guess I won't send you more business, you know? And it's like, yeah, well, I'm like, you're not seeing the full picture, you know? Because I realize that if I do what's right for people, usually what happens is if they get more cash, they put in more cash. And the commissions go up as a result anyways. It's a natural byproduct of doing what's right. But when people get so caught up in the money, they don't see it. And so I did that. And of course, the guy went and implemented it, loved it. He was super happy. And the guy's actually been a raving fan of mine. Even though he didn't do the business with me, he did it with the other guy still. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing. Like, you got to be careful of people's character. It's not that they're bad people, but you got to make sure their character aligns with what your values are too. And then the last C is culture. They got to really, they got to mesh with your culture. And this is especially important in hiring, right? I've hired coaches before where, like one coach, you know, this coach came with rave reviews. I mean, he came with reviews of 20 years of experience as a money coach. This is with a previous company I created. He had rave reviews. Everybody loved him. I mean, the guy never got, you know, I mean, he rarely ever had unhappy people because he always took care of his clients. So I hired him. I was like, man, like you got glowing recommendations. You seem great. But I'll tell you, in that hiring interview, there were some things that kind of came up. I noticed there was a lot of ego. I noticed that there was a lot of things he said that I'm like, whoa, dude, are you from the 1980s? Which, of course, that's when he was trained in most of this stuff. And I was like, this stuff is not even true anymore. Like, this is not even, I mean, he was teaching stuff. I'm like, man, even Dave Ramsey won't teach this stuff anymore. You know, like, what are you talking about? And but he was so sold on doing it a certain way, you know, and he was just set on that. But I hired him anyways. And I'll tell you, that was one of the roughest people I ever had to work with, because as good of a person as he was, he, and in fact, he was competent. You know, he was relatively competent, He definitely a great character. I think that was his strong suit. But he could not mesh the culture because every time we would try to teach him something that obviously what we teach is out of the box a little bit, right? And even when I teach now, it's probably more out of the box than he would be comfortable with. And it's funny because he seriously did not like it. And he would try to go behind our backs and tell people, you know, I don't know if I agree with that. And so he would totally counteract it. And I was like, okay, dude, like, you cannot work with us, you know, like, this will not work. You know, I like you as a person, but this is not going to jive, you know. And so that's a big one right there. Culture is a massive one. And so, you know, that's where, again, like, I come back to, okay, you know, when I look at CPAs, hey, do you recommend IRAs? Because if you recommend people do 401ks and IRAs, I already know you probably don't, you don't really understand taxes well, because we know that there are no tax savings for that stuff. It doesn't really save people except in very rare cases. So if you're going around telling people, hey, everybody should get these IRAs and 401ks, and especially you're like, hey, and these mutual funds, they're great. Stock market's awesome. We're not going to jive. You're not going to fit my culture. Even for clients, and this is big for me. Like, if I get clients that are very ego, very big egos, you know, I remember we took on a client a few years ago, gave me a bad review online recently. And I remember it's like, he was a good guy. What happened? And then I remember going through and my, our biggest concern up front was, would he be coachable? And he reassured us, no, I'm going to be coachable. Well, I went back through my notes and found out, no, this guy wasn't coachable at all. In fact, sometimes he wouldn't just not do what we asked him to do. Sometimes he'd do the opposite. And then he wondered why he didn't get the value he wanted. It's like, hello, you didn't follow any advice, you know? So you got to have that. You got to make sure that the culture matches, that the beliefs, you know, the beliefs definitely have to match as well. So it's not just the values, like with the character, but now the beliefs have to be there. They have to be bought into what you're sold into. You know, if you've got a financial advisor that's not bought into, you know, the looking at things from an outside perspective, they say, hey, the stuff I sell you is the best thing, which, by the way, almost everyone will say. They're like, hey, you should buy our stuff. You should buy this product. And that's what they sell. You should question every bit of it. I would question it to death, you know? You know, and this is where, I mean, hey, if you've been listening to the show for a while, like, hey, Chris, I feel like you're the kind of guy that would help me. Well, great. Well, then reach out to me, you know, and ask. By the way, I'm just an email away. You can shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and you can ask me questions. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing. Is like, you want to make sure your whole team, everybody that's in your life that you surround yourself with, is going to elevate you, and they're going to help you get to where you're going to go. And that requires them to be competent, they got to have the right character, and they got to be able to fit within your culture of what you're trying to create. If they don't do that, whether it's an employee or somebody you're contracting that you're looking to hire, then don't get them. No, they're not a good fit. And by the way, they probably won't be happy with you either. So everybody's happier when these three things align. So guys, I hope this was beneficial for you. I hope you got a lot of good nuggets from this. And hey, like I said, if you feel like I'm the kind of guy that could help you and be a part of your team, I would be honored, especially if you're the type of person that meets my three C's. You know, now maybe you're not, don't have to be competent, but hey, if you got the right character and the culture, then great, let's talk. So anyways, guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.